Blackstone Audio presents The Fall by David Fulmer. To those friends who lent trust and spirit to carry this dream along, you are all guilty as charged. D.F. You say you'd never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, "Do you want to make a deal?" Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. 1. Later, after it was all over, I spent some time thinking about how it was for him at the end. In the dark of night, the shadows between the trees would have been full of ghosts. He would have dreamed of his faces, of music and laughter, of sweet smoke and red wine. The valley spread out below would have twinkled with gentle lights as the moon, out from heaven and making the rounds, floated on the river. Realizing what was happening, he would have held fast to this vision as he went over the edge. Knowing Joey and how brave he was, he might have shouted, "I'm flying!" as he left all the weight behind, escaping, leaving those on the ground with a final fuck you salute to their sick and bitter little souls as he kept rising. He started to fall, but I want to believe that before he came down for the last time, some merciful angel draped him in a shroud of darkness that held blades of kind light on its horizon. 2. Isabel stepped into the kitchen and brushed gentle fingers over my shoulder on her way to the coffee maker. I could hear my daughters arguing as they got ready.